From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The United Nations Climate Change Conference takes place in Paris this month. World leaders hope to agree on actions to prevent climate change. At the same time, the Climate Hope presentation is happening in Sarasota Monday. Presenters will discuss environmental issues, but there will be a greater emphasis on solutions. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros spoke with one of the event's organizers.
Juliana Misheyev is a host of the Climate Hope presentation. She'll also speak at the meeting. Misheyev works with the Climate Reality Project. It's a national nonprofit founded by Al Gore. The organization spreads awareness nationally and internationally about the climate crisis. International leaders are meeting in Paris to talk about climate change, and it seems the same thing is happening in Sarasota next week. Juliana Misheyev, tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely, we are going to be talking about the Paris talks during the event, but what's happening at Climate Hope is we're going to be having two presentations. I'll be presenting on behalf of the Climate Reality Project on a very broad review of what the climate crisis means globally and nationally and then also locally. So it'll be a very broad overview, my presentation, and then the other part of it will be sort of this message of hope and making sure that people know that although all of these things are happening, there are also things happening that are bringing us hope. The fact that the renewable energy industry is growing at a phenomenal rate because of private investment. The fact that we already have 3 cities in the U.S. that are 100% renewable. I mean, things are happening, and we want people to know that because I feel like when we talk about this issue in particular, people tend to hide because they're afraid and they don't think there's any hope. So the next presentation after mine will be from the Citizens Climate Lobby, and they're a lobbying organization made up of all volunteers that are supporting a carbon fee and dividend legislation, which is basically a tax on carbon from the source, meaning the mines and the gas stations, and then returning that money that is taxed to the people so that it's not being used by the government, it's being used by the citizens. Studies show that people would probably use it to pay for their health care because that's the biggest unpaid expense that people are experiencing.
Why hold this meeting and in Sarasota in particular?
Well, I'm from Sarasota and so are the Citizens Climate Lobby, but I think that as someone who's from Sarasota or anywhere, it's really important to step up in whatever community you're from. If we have people like me or the Citizens Climate Lobby or other volunteers in every community, then we'll see community by community people stepping up. But really, all that we can be responsible for and the biggest impact we can have is in our own local community.
What can members of the community do to leave a smaller carbon footprint?
There's a lot of things that people can do, and most of these things are very well known. There's eating local food and keeping our food shed localized instead of eating food that's been brought here internationally. People can try to make their diet as plant-based as possible because the agricultural and cattle industries are one of the leading emitters of carbon emissions. You know, there's things like changing light bulbs and turning off your AC when you feel like maybe you can handle the weather. If it gets colder, just putting on a sweater, because cooling and heating is one of the biggest things that humans on an individual level do to contribute to the crisis. Biking or walking when you have a chance to. So it's very important to do all of those things on an individual level, and especially if it's a mass movement, to participate in that, like the changing of the light bulbs. But if you find a way to, even in the smallest way, get politically involved, that just means so much more because it's really the changing of laws and regulations that's going to push us over the edge.
It's open to the public, right, for feedback and talks. What do you hope will come from sitting environmental activists and Sarasota citizens in one room?
I hope we have a lot of people there that aren't engaged yet, because we really want to rally more people, not just the people that are already involved. And I think what will really make a difference is that we're focusing on the solutions there is a lot of progress being made, and I feel like when people realize that, it's sort of like success begets success. So the more success people see is happening, the more they want to be part of that success.
Okay, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Juliana Misheyev is a host of the Climate Hope presentation happening in Sarasota Monday. Details are at WGCUnews.org. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.